A beautiful and wonderful Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall. You know, as you all can probably tell, I'm here extremely early because the Sunday morning meditation usually starts at 9 a.m. But once again, I've been under the weather for the last 2 days, and I couldn't sleep this morning, so I said, maybe I'll get up and do the Sunday morning meditation, and people can hear it while they're preparing to go to their house of worship or to get their day started. So I'm here with you exceptionally early, and those people who are waiting for me to come on at 9 will already have the show archived waiting for them. So I'd like to say a good and wonderful Sunday morning to each of you. Thank you so much for joining me here today. You know, last night on our regular Healing Through Her Talk Radio show, I had the honor of speaking with Bishop Otto Hines. He's the author of the book, Why Women Act Out. And the book is basically about us as women, but some men do this too. We tend to hold on to a lot of baggage and things from the past, and that just weighs us down. And we're not able to move forward because we're lugging around so much extra baggage that we need to let go. So I decided to bring back an old standard and talk about letting go. So that's this week's inspiration. And I happen to have found two verses that say it best. In Romans 13:12, the night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. And in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And I say that because I know so many people who are holding on to the past, and they're not able to live for the present or even have high expectations for the future because they're sabotaging their own life, their own art of living. Don't sabotage your happiness, because whatever happened in the past, if it was an event, that event is history. And if a person did you wrong, odds are they're living their life. They're happy doing whatever they're doing, even if that's finding new targets and victims to terrorize. But they're happy in their life. And they're not giving you a second thought. And you're still alive. You're still standing. And you're still beautiful or handsome or cute or whatever word you choose to be that positive description of yourself. You possess something that someone else does not. Maybe you can play the piano. Maybe you have a beautiful voice. Maybe you can write. Take what you have, use it to your advantage, and enjoy living. As always, our music playing in the background is from the Wellness for Women series. Music for your mind, body, and spirit. This is the Stress Relief CD. And I love it because it's one of my favorite pieces. So now, with those words said, we're just going to sit for a little while. Now, my breathing is way off today, so I'm going to try to guide you through our breathing techniques as best I can. But if you're an old veteran, you know, what the routine is, okay? As always, we're going to start by inhaling this cool, positive, clean air. And then we're going to exhale that warm negativity that we've been carrying around in our very souls and in our guts. We're going to let that go. So we're going to breathe in. Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Breathe in. Now exhale. I want you, when you're breathing in, I want you to accept and welcome the positive energy. And I want you to expel all of that negative energy. Whatever you experienced the last week is a part of your history. That's a part of your life you never have to relive again. You may tell the story if it's something where you have to go to court for or something, but you're not in the middle of that storm. You're not physically going through that pain. You may have to recite it as a memory, but you're not actually going through it anymore. You're still standing, so you made it through that dark period. Close your eyes. I hope you're all seated or lying down. Close your eyes. Enjoy this quiet time. This is our time to heal our hearts, mind, body, spirit, and soul. And you would be surprised what this 15 minutes of stress relief and release can do for you and for your well-being. It's the simple thing that help us to keep going. So just lie back. Let it all go. If you feel a need to shed a tear or 10,000 tears, this is your time to do it. Let it out and let it go. And that old adage, let go and let God, really does mean something. My question to you is, why are you sabotaging your own life by holding on to so many things that are making you bitter and hateful and not wanting to move from ground zero? There's no guarantee that we come back for a second or third time. So we have to make the most out of this life while we have it. This is why I'm here no matter how bad I feel. If I can get out of bed, then I will be here in my studio with you here on Healing Through Hurt, Sunday morning meditation, and the regular Healing Through Hurt talk radio show that airs Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, the regular scheduled time for the Sunday morning meditation is 9 a.m. Eastern Time. I am here with you. I'm in a lot of pain. I'm moving slowly, but I'm here. I cannot breathe very well today, but I'm here. I will not allow the demons of the past to control my destiny and my happiness and just my well-being for me to move forward until I'm not able to move forward anymore. So just lie back and breathe deeply. Take in that clean, positive air. And exhale that negative, warm, hot air that's coming from deep within you, where you keep all of that negative baggage. Let it out. If you feel the need to cry out, then do so. I'm sure by now, unless you're new, your family knows this is our 15 minutes of stress relief and release. Take these words with you. And as you know, the show is archived, so you can always come back and listen when you need to hear the positive reinforcement. And as always, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, a community-based 501c3. I am deep-rooted in my faith, therefore, I run this foundation the same way. I want to give you all an update on our second annual Healing Through Hurt Women's Motivational Summit coming October the 22nd of this year. We have some wonderful authors coming. And of course, we'll even have a Zumba demonstration. So there's no need for you to come out being all pristine and pretty. This is about us learning how to take care of ourselves. We'll have a nurse on hand to tell you about some women issues and some healthy living for us to help us keep our stress levels down. And this year, we have one of my coordinators, Elizabeth Zimmerman. She'll be speaking to you about journaling. We'll have Vaughn Ripley, a gentleman who is living with one of the longest living people in the world with HIV and Hep C and hemophilia. He's going to share his story of living with this disease and infidelity and how he's making it through. We always welcome men to our events because men need to heal too, and some of them need to face their demons and some of the wrongs that they've done, as well as some of the wrongs that were done to them. So this is about us as females, but we always welcome males as well. Bring your daughters, bring your nieces, bring anyone who you know needs to hear our words. And this year I will be one of the keynote speakers. I usually invite in guests, just as I do with this show. But this year, I will be a keynote speaker. So, Latricia Hendricks will also be coming out to talk to us about her book. She was a guest last year, and she's also been a guest on Healing Through Her. And you can go to thewallfoundationinc.org to get ticket information and to learn more about the foundation and all of our products. And of course, if you need to reach me, our number is 202-618-2556, but you can always write to me at Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org. Yes, I do answer all of my emails still. And as always, before we go, I pray each of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, smile to turn your frown upside down, and enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. With that said, I'm your host, Maria Wall. Until next time, you be blessed, and remember, before you can love anything or anyone else, learn to love yourself, and then everything else will fall in place. Be well.